Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
Today, we are filming a little Q&A. If you're watching the YouTube version, yes, we are filming two in one day. You're just
super exhausted.
We're raking up these episodes for you guys because can I speak?
You okay?
Guys, no, I'm not. We have a very eventful next couple of weeks.
We do.
So we figured why not get two done today while we can and have the time. So we're going to do just like a Q&A. I don't know. You guys can get to know us a little better. Beautiful
rainy day.
Yeah, it's a very rainy, gloomy day.
I could literally fall asleep at any given second.
Yeah, she might fall asleep mid-episode.
No, I'm so tired for some reason.
Yeah, you brought in a very gloomy, sleepy energy.
What's going on outside?
I know, but I was really like... getting shit done.
But then when the cats lay on me and they start purring, it puts me in this trance and I can just go like in a deep sleep.
You look like you've been meditating all day.
So they're so calm.
We have the cats cuddling all day long. No, next weekend we have my cousin Olivia's bridal shower.
We do.
So exciting.
Yes. We have family coming in.
Yeah.
So we have a busy weekend.
Yeah, very busy weekend. It's gonna be a really fun weekend next week, but we're not gonna be able to record. And then the week after that,
we're flying to Europe.
I feel like that was so quiet.
We're flying to Paris. Like, we fly out like 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night. I'm going to sleep the whole 8 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited. That day, I also have an event. I have an event during the day and then have to fly out to Paris that night. But I'm really excited. So we have like back-to-back weekends coming up. And yeah, so hopefully we don't miss an episode while we're in Paris. I'm not really sure if we're gonna have time to film another one before that. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Paris, and we're going to Amsterdam.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, so
should be a good trip.
Yes, a very good trip, and I'm gonna vlog it all. So excited.
Whoa, people are screaming outside in the rain. They're having a party. It's like downpouring, thundering, lightning, downpouring. People are walking in the street having a party.
Why is he screaming like
I'm
that?
I'm not sure.
It's pissing me off. Oh my god, they sound like they're fighting. My neighbors are fighting. Okay.
It's not in this building.
No, I know.
Oh.
We had you guys ask us on Instagram a bunch of questions because I felt like filming episodes back to back, we weren't gonna have too much on the top of our brains for the second episode. So I thought it would be fun to just throw in a chill Q&A. I feel like we're gonna do these every once in a while because I feel like they're good to do.
I like listening to them on podcasts.
Yeah, me too. I think Q&As are entertaining. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
What is your number one pet peeve about one another? You can go first.
About you?
Yeah.
Oh,
you got a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have a lot. I'm trying to think of like a good one because I don't like when you're rude, but I could be rude. So it's like, meh.
I'm not rude.
I don't know really.
Come on. You totally have one. I know you do.
Probably just when you're like snippy. It's rude.
I'm just short.
Yeah. But I'm like that too. So it's like, I guess it's my karma.
Yeah.
But I just learned to ignore it now. Like, I just won't answer your text, or I just ignore you.
That's unreal. Okay. Let me think of mine for you. Sometimes you just ask, like, one too many questions.
Yeah, I'm a mom. That's what we do. But I've gotten better. I feel like I just don't ask that many questions anymore.
You definitely ask a lot sometimes. Like, sometimes you just ask a lot of questions about something that's, like, stupid to ask questions
about. Maybe because I'm bored.
Last night, I FaceTime her when I'm getting home so that I didn't have to walk home. Yeah, you were drunk. So I didn't have to walk home by myself because it was late. And she was like, where were you?
You think I didn't remember doing that.
She's like, where were you? I was like, oh, is that Kiara? She was like, why? I was like, what do you mean why?
Don't even remember having this conversation.
She was like, why didn't you tell me that you were going? I was like,
I did. I said that.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't think that I needed to tell you that I was going to my friend's house.
I had an espresso martini last night. It was like the nail in the coffin.
No. I go, are you drunk? You go, no. And then like 5 minutes later, you were like, so I drank two lime soda or vodka sodas, one espresso martini, two glasses of Prosecco, like starts listing it all. And I was like, oh, so you are drunk. And you were like, I never said I wasn't drunk.
Wait, I don't even remember this conversation. That's stupid.
I was like, yes, you literally just did.
I was celebrating.
And you
were
like,
win.
You go, oh, I lied. You're like, I lied. I was like, yeah.
I'm funny.
It was funny. So yeah, I guess.
Okay, great.
I guess that. I don't know. What is your favorite memory together?
I couldn't be prepped for these. My favorite memory with you, definitely traveling, like all the traveling, but I think I had so much fun in Portland, Maine. When we went to that concert, we were dancing in the rain. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, I know you didn't ask me for more than one, but I don't care. The second one was definitely the Taylor Swift concert in the rain. As well. I just like to dance in the rain. Maybe I should go outside.
Go dance outside right now.
I get struck by lightning. Like concert, everything we do together is so much fun.
Okay, so top three. What's your third? You said traveling, concerts.
I said Portland, Maine was my one. And then I said the Taylor Swift concert at MetLife the last time we went. Yeah. And like that day in Positano was like really amazing for me with Aunt Lori and Liv.
Yeah.
Like I really enjoyed that day a lot. We bought dresses and we were dancing in a store. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. It just the whole energy of that day was really nice. I loved it.
That day was one of the best days of life ever.
Yeah.
Mine? This is hard because I feel like those are all very good ones.
Well, maybe you have better
ones. Okay. Well, honestly, I wish that I remembered the main trip better. I have such bad memory.
Really?
I remember having a good time. I don't remember any, it's so weird. I don't remember anything really. Like my memory is very spotty from like 18 and younger or like 19 and younger. I don't know
why. Do you remember shotgunning the beers in the
bathtub? But I get scared that I don't remember things because, or that I only remember things because there's photos of them.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It was fun.
I remember having the best time of my life. So yeah. But I feel like travel, like I'm trying to think of like one trip in specific, but I can't think. Like I feel like every trip that we've been on together has been so fun. Like Iceland, Italy,
we really had a good time in Paris.
Paris was so good.
We were having fun.
Yeah,
we saw everything. We walked so many miles. We like really enjoyed Paris. I'm super excited to go back. Yeah,
I loved it. Also, just like any time that we've just like decided to go on a little like adventure together, like the day in Malibu when we like,
I love adventures,
found
that sand mountain thingy. I just like to explore.
Yeah,
like I'll just be like, let's just get in the car and drive. Let's go figure it out. Let's go find stuff.
That's my favorite thing ever. Yeah. So like any days like that, and then just like shopping and like, I don't know.
Broadway shows.
Yeah, like just going and like having our little days. Like it's so hard to just pick like one thing in specific.
Yeah, it's hard.
This question made me giggle. Have you guys gotten faded together? This would be so iconic.
Does that mean stoned?
Yeah.
Oh, do I tell the truth?
I don't know. Guys, I'm high right now, but my mom isn't.
I'm not, because I would be useless.
I just felt like
right now, but to answer the question, honestly, we have been stoned before together. Sorry if you guys think this is bad, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what you think.
Yeah.
Maybe. We have, and we've had quite a many laughs.
Yeah. It's so funny. The first time that we did, the first time we did, it was like a snow day and I was living at home still. And she knew that I smoked.
Yeah.
And then I found out that she smoked. I forget how I found out you smoked. I think that I found.
Good God.
I think we were
under the bus here.
Well, I mean, whatever.
It's fucking legal.
Yeah. I think that I found, we were going through your drawer or something, and I found like your bowl from
high school?
Yes. And now I have it.
I was like, well, you want it?
Yeah, with old weed. It had like really, really old weed.
Shit was probably really good.
No, I didn't.
I haven't.
It looked like oregano.
I did not smoke like when you guys were kids.
Yeah.
Like for many years. Honestly, the reason I got back into it was when my mom was sick.
Yeah.
And they put her on medical marijuana because she was nauseous and it was just bad cancer. And I don't know. I just started smoking again.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and then I was older, like, when we did for the first time together, and it was so funny. Like,
remember, you were like, we're not supposed to smoke in the house. I was like, who's that?
Yeah, she was like, this is my house. We didn't smoke in the house.
We opened the window.
Yeah, we were, like, out the window.
It was fucking freezing outside. Goddamn snow. I'm not going to go stand out there.
Yeah, anyways, yes, we have, and it's so fun, and I'm going to make her smoke after this. She's gonna like pass out. She's like,
I'm so exhausted and I want to watch Call Her Daddy. So
I forgot. Okay, do you feel that there were double standards with you and your brothers when it came to dating? Absolutely not.
Not if you said all. Yes, I was going to literally punch you in your face on this podcast.
No, not at all. Like, not literally in the slightest. Well, did you feel like that when you were growing up?
Yes.
Really?
It was like, well, he's a boy. He could do that. Oh, my God. I heard that all the time. And I was like, wait, I'm sorry. What? Like, so that. When you guys were growing up and, like, you know, Nick has his girlfriend now or whatever. But I never said, like, oh, no, you can't do that because you're a girl, but they can't. No.
No.
That's ridiculous.
No, never. This is really funny. That's what I say before every single one.
I'm scared.
Did you tell your mom when you lost your virginity? Literally.
Do I get to answer that? Or do you get to answer that? Because I know exactly where I was.
Literally the first person I texted, I think, was you. And she's, I was like,
I was at Aunt Lori's house. I'll never forget. I'm looking at the phone and she's like, texting, my son, let me tell you. I knew right away. I was like, no. Get the hell yeah. I'm like, oh, I was like, use protection. That's all I care about.
Oh my God, I did. I used a condom. That was crazy. Yeah, literally the first person I talked, because we had conversations about it, like, before I did have sex.
Listen, your brothers are the same way.
Yeah.
Like, everybody in our house is like, full on open book.
Yeah. No, literally, we're
there's
all
like books. Nothing sugar coated. Anything's on the table.
Yeah.
It's kind of cuckoo.
Literally. It's really crazy. We're all nuts.
It's fine. I don't care.
Best piece of advice you've given each other. Oh, wait. Actually, I wanted to ask you, did you tell your mom when you lost your virginity?
Hell no. You're out of your fucking mind.
You didn't?
I mean, I was dating someone for quite a while. And she put me on the pill. So I'm thinking,
I'm thinking she had quite an idea,
but I never came out and be like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, right. Okay. So best advice we've given each other. What's the best piece of advice I've ever given you? You have it?
I do.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me make sure I say it right. That when someone aggravates you or pisses you off and you don't answer them, it sends a louder message, because I would definitely shoot back and be like, seriously, go fuck yourself. Like, I would write a paragraph. And now when people like write me a text or whatever, and they're I don't give an answer. No. In fact, I just full on delete the text.
Yeah.
I won't even allow it to invade my energy or my space. But you said, Mom, no answer sends a louder message. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So that was a good piece of advice for me. I needed to learn that.
It just gets the point across like way easier. And it protects your energy. Not everything is worth the response. Some things, obviously, yes, communication is everything. But
right. So maybe not like if I really valued my friendship with that person, I'd be like, well, wait.
Yeah, I mean, it's circumstances.
But if somebody's going at me, like, you're not winning.
Or even like, let's say you're in an argument or you're angry in the moment. If you just like, don't respond right away and then give yourself like 24 hours to cool down.
It's better.
You're going to go into that conversation with like a level head view.
Definitely.
And you're not going to react out of anger, which is the worst thing ever to do. So, right.
But I need to learn that.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Let me think. I feel like I really remember when I was younger, you always would tell me like, walk through the halls with like your head held high, like look people in the eye, like confident, like you have to be like, confident. You can't look like
you gotta always own the room.
Yeah. And I feel like I always kind of like took that, obviously a million other things that you've given me,
right.
But I just like always remembered you saying that to me when I was younger, and I feel like I definitely listened because I've always been like an anxious kid. So,
but like, yeah, walk with your head up high, make eye contact, smile at people, be nice.
I'm trying to think,
give out good energy.
I'm trying, like, I can't think of any, like, I feel like there's a million pieces of advice that you've given me. That one was just first one that came to my mind right now, in this very moment.
Well, because I remember saying that to you a lot.
Yeah. What is the worst thing of having social media?
The worst thing about having social media is that I don't get off my fucking phone. I think the best thing is I get some really good recipes. Can I answer the best thing about social media?
Okay.
I've learned to make different meals. I've learned like a lot of like life hacks, like cleaning hacks, and like especially on TikTok.
Yeah.
And like for example, that stuff you made me buy, the K18.
Oh yeah.
For my hair.
You like
I was doing it wrong.
Oh, really?
I saw a TikTok the other day. You put a little squeeze and you have to rub your hands until your hands get solid white and then put it in your hair. So, like, I learned that from TikTok.
Huh, the more you know. Yeah. Okay. I think for me, I love social media, obviously. It's literally my whole life. And I'm so grateful for it. I feel like my favorite thing about social media is how much opportunity there is. Yeah. Like, at the tip of your fingers, like, there's so much right there, which is, like, a blessing and a curse, I feel like, at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I feel like it's a little bit too much information, mm-hmm. especially, like, TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many videos you can see in, like, such a short amount of time. I feel like maybe my worst thing right now that I'm going to say is that I feel like it's really affected my attention span.
Mm.
TikTok especially. I love TikTok so much, but, like, I will find myself just scrolling and scrolling mindlessly, and I feel like it's so bad for me mentally. That's why I've wanted to read, and, like, I love reading, but I feel like at first, when I first, like, started getting into reading, I was, like, thinking with the mindset of, like, this is gonna fix my attention span.
But it's also a good escape, reading.
It is a great escape, and, like, it makes me turn my phone off, which I love, like, activities that make me turn my phone off, so I love doing that. But I feel like it is helping me, like, rebuild my attention span.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I just have my attention span sucks ever since, like, TikTok. It's crazy. I also feel like emotionally it's not good, because, like, I'll see, like, a video that makes me cry, and then I'll be laughing, and then I'll be, like, scared, and then I'll be crying. Like, it's so many, like, quick emotions that I feel like it can't be good for you.
It can't be, but I mean, there's good and bad in everything.
Yeah, of course. So. Like, I love social media, but I mean, there's definitely some bad, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes, like, just if you're in a bad mindset, like, comparing yourself or where you're at in your life to other people, like, it could just be a downward spiral.
It's also good to reconnect with people, like, mm-hmm. you know, for me, like, I don't know, I've reconnected with friends from high school that I haven't seen in a long time, so I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. This question is from Sam. She said, what was Michelle's honest opinion of the coworkers?
Of all of them?
Yeah. What's your honest opinion
of them? I don't know if I've met
as a group
them.
Just, like, when I first started hanging out with them, like, what were you thinking? She hasn't met really any of them.
I'm trying to think of who I've met, though, out of there.
I think you've only met Anna and Carly. I don't think you've met any of the other girls, but it's just in general. Like,
so, like, I think that you're happier here, and that they may, you know, it's healthier. It's mm-hmm. a healthier friendships for you. So yeah, I can't wait to meet all of them. Like, I don't know.
She was definitely asking as a joke, but I wanted to ask.
I think that they're all just beautiful humans.
Oh, that was
inside and out. I watch really their videos. I watch.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta give views.
Yep, exactly. I remember when I first started hanging out with them, you were like, these girls have good energy. Like, I can feel it. That's what you told me.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
But I also love your other, like, I love everybody. Yeah. I mean, if I don't like a girl, there's been friends that I'm
not
like.
Not that many.
Yeah, but, you know, not a really good, but it's fine.
Yeah. Advice for making friends in a new city. I think
you would have to do that one.
I think that my biggest piece of advice would be to use social media to your advantage. There are so many, like, Facebook groups, like, mm-hmm. things you can join. Obviously, like, Instagram, regular social media. Like, it's just, that's where I've met most of my friends. And it's such an amazing thing. You really have to use it to your advantage. They even have, like, Bumble BFF now.
Do you see in New York City, I see them on TikTok, girls, like, all go walking. Yeah. Like, they have a walking group. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, there's just so many things you can do to make friends.
It's hard to meet people in a city.
It is really hard, but I think that once you meet at least one person that could be a friend, you'll be introduced to so many more people, and it kind of is a domino effect. Yeah. Like, when I moved to LA, I met people through Instagram, and then, like, I would go get lunch with them or, like, go shopping. Like, me and Emily, when we first became friends, we went shopping together. Same with Anna. We got dinner together. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Anna introduced me to my friend Avery. And, like, then Anna left, and then me and Avery became, like, best friends, literally. Like, spent every single day together.
I love Avery.
Yes. And then she introduced me to so many people. Right. And, like, you know, it's just like a domino. Yeah. Like, you meet people through people. Which and it's good. Great. Yeah. So I feel like once you make at least one friend, mm-hmm. it's just like you'll have somebody to go out with, and then you'll go out and you'll meet people together and whatever. It just slowly you'll start forming like more and more relationships in your new city. But yeah, definitely just put yourself out there, and once you do, you're gonna find it. It's gonna come like easy, and the people that are meant to the people that are meant to cross paths with you in that city will eventually, and it's gonna be great, and you're gonna kill it, and you're gonna be surprised, because trust me, after the first like couple of first friend dates that I went on, I was like, damn, like, I'm proud of myself. It really, like, pushed me out of my comfort zone.
I was proud of you, too.
Yeah, I didn't think I had it in me, but...
You did.
Apparently. Thoughts on getting back with an ex if things ended on good terms? I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like, if things ended on good terms and nothing, like, there's nothing wrong.
Maybe you just needed to grow each other. Like, you both need to grow apart. Like, grow...
Separately.
Separately grow and...
Find evolve yourselves.
And find yourself, and then when you get back together, it's better.
Yeah,
right. But if you broke up because one cheated or something, I'm saying don't go back.
Yeah, like if it's like a bad breakup and you should not be getting back with them, then don't. But like if
sometimes taking a separation is healthy.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes it's like right person, wrong time vibes. Yeah. I guess. True. Except sometimes I like think I don't believe in right person, wrong time, because I'm like, if it's the right person, then I feel like they should come into my life at the right time, no?
No, sometimes they don't. I mean, how many stories have you heard, like, oh, we, you know, reconnected after 4 years and, like, or 5 years or whatever that time, I don't know, I just said that many years, but, and it's better than ever, and we just were young, or we weren't ready, or I was trying to find my career, or I was going to college, like, it's just, you know, things change.
I guess. I have a love-hate with... saying, how can I be more open with my mom? We don't have that type of relationship, but I want to. Maybe slowly start telling her more like little things and start opening up to her like little by little. I feel like
that's... or just sit her down and tell her exactly what you just said. I want to have an open relationship with you. I'd like to become closer with you. I'd like to be able to tell you everything.
Yeah, but
can we start building that?
I guess, but that also could feel a little bit awkward, I feel like.
With your mom?
I mean, if they don't have that kind of relationship, then clearly they're not that close. And I feel like sitting someone down and being like, hey, I want to be more open. Like, that could like, just, no matter who that conversation feels awkward.
I'd be fine if somebody said that to me.
I mean,
if you didn't have a close relationship and you came and sat me down, I'd be like, oh, shit, what am I doing wrong?
Well, I guess, but I feel like that just feels like a really awkward conversation to me. I don't know. I feel like I'd rather, like, slowly, like, start opening up, and then, like, she'll do the same, and then you slowly, create that kind of relationship.
Yeah. I feel like we just never had an awkward,
I feel like when I was little, I used to be really shy in general. And I remember I would feel really awkward to, like, ask certain questions. Or, like, if I wanted, like, a snack, like, I would feel, like, shy to ask. Right. Or if I wanted, like, to do something or, like, hang out with a friend or, like, go somewhere. Like, I always would feel, like, so shy asking.
Sometimes you'd write letters.
Yes, this is where I was going to go with that. Yes. So instead of – I was ahead of my time because now I would just text, but no – I would write letters and I would slide them underneath my parents' door because I was too shy to ask the question face to face.
So silly.
So that's how I would do it. But then obviously with time, like, I got comfortable.
But there's sometimes I'll get the mom dot 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 or hi with dots. Like, you
what?
When you were like in high school, as you start texting, like, and I know you have to ask me a question. Yeah. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah, I used to feel really awkward asking certain questions like face to face. With you and, like, with family in general.
Were you just, like, afraid I'd say no?
No, I think that I was just shy. Like, I was just a shy person. Okay. I think that that was, like, the early stages of my anxiety or
You're
something.
So silly.
But, yeah, so that's what I did. And then, obviously, as I, like, got older and whatever, like, I stopped feeling awkward. Like, now I'll ask literally anything and I don't give a fuck. But,
well,
yeah, I would, like, either text or...
She definitely slid notes under my door because I remember that all the time.
Yeah. But, like, slowly, taking little steps.
I probably have them all, too.
Probably. But slowly, like, starting to open up and, like, do that, it'll definitely make you feel more comfortable sharing more with her.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question that came straight off my brain.
Oh, shit.
How did you feel when I was younger and I told you that I like wanted to start doing social media or that I wanted to make a YouTube channel? Because that's
what I hated it. You know that.
No, I know, but I just wanted
to. I didn't like it. I was just, there's creeps out there. Like, you don't know who's watching you or who's around. Like, I think of these girls that like have like they all of a sudden they're like shoot up and they have millions of followers. Mm-hmm. You know how many creepy people are probably like trying to find where they live? It scared me.
That's scary.
I didn't like it for you. And you were 11 and I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
First of all, we didn't have this growing up.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like.
No, she said no at first. And then I like begged and pleaded. And then eventually.
But I still get paranoid. Like, I'm like, I put the camera on your apartment door. Like, yeah. I just like to.
So how do you feel about it now?
I think it's cool. I learned a lot of things from you. Like, I wasn't like really good at makeup when I was young.
Really?
No, I never wore makeup. Hmm. I didn't really care. But, like, you taught me a lot of things.
Okay, sly.
Yeah, but I didn't like it at first. I mean, you were young.
Yeah, no, I was so
11 young. 11 years old on all this social media. Like, it wasn't even that. Well, what was it? Just YouTube?
It was just
then?
YouTube. Yeah, I just, like, made videos on my iPad and, like, put them straight to YouTube.
I don't know. I just got, I was, like, paranoid.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to say my last name for a while. I don't think that I said that I lived in New York.
Like,
for
did you really
while.
Want people to know where you live? It's, like, freaking weird.
Yeah. I've had some weird and scary, like, situations about that. So, like, yeah, it definitely is scary. You just have to be smart and cautious about everything. Like, I don't post, not that I'm fucking a celeb or anything, but you never know who's watching. Like, creepy men definitely
anybody,
follow me.
You, listen, you could have 1,000 followers and 10 of them are
scary people.
Watching, really so, obsessed with you and watching you. 100 followers even.
Yeah,
I don't care.
So, like, I don't post where I am until I leave. Just because, like, New York City, like, you could get somewhere so quick, like, if somebody's around the area, like, I don't know.
But nobody should do that.
No, yeah, like, I think that you should be cautious of posting exactly where you are on social media. I think that's scary. I like to make sure that I'm somewhere safe until I post the exact location. Mm-hmm. It just could be creepy. Like, I love meeting you guys, and when I run into you guys in public, like, I'm so happy. It's literally one of my favorite experiences in life. But I'm scared of, like, a creepy man, like, pulling up to, like, the restaurant I'm eating at and, like, trying to speak to me.
That I think anybody that is on social media at all, like, even me, you should be posting things after the fact.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, people just know your business.
Yeah, it's just scary.
No matter what. It's freaking scary.
Yeah. How to manage a friendship where one day they seem like they like you and one day not. I think that's so weird. I don't know. I think maybe they do love you, but... maybe they're just having bad days sometimes.
Or maybe they're just not a good friend.
I mean, maybe they're not a good friend, but also, like, let's say one day she's being, like, very talkative and, like, texting her friend, and then the next day she's not. Yeah. Like,
maybe she's going through things.
Yeah, maybe she's just going through things. She doesn't want to talk. Like, I get into those. Yeah. Sometimes I don't talk to anybody if I'm, like, just not feeling it mentally. Like, I literally don't want to talk to anybody at all. And it's nothing personal to my friends. Like, mm-hmm. I love my friends. Nothing personal. I would never want them to think I don't like them.
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. Like, if she's being a bitch one day and then being nice the next day, then that's weird. She's not a good friend, period. I don't care if she has her nice days. But if she's just, like, a little distant some days, I think that means
that's different.
Yeah, that means she's just, like...
Sometimes people need... You don't really know what's going on in somebody's life.
Sometimes people just don't want to fucking talk every day. Like...
Like me?
Yeah, like, just... I don't know. It's all that deep.
Yeah.
What do you think is the key for a good mother-daughter relationship like you both have?
Like, communication, openness.
I feel like honesty. I feel like you have always been really honest with me from, like, a young age.
I hate liars.
Yeah.
That was, like, the one rule in our house.
Yeah, maybe that's the best advice you
like,
gave me.
Like, just don't lie. I don't care how bad this situation is. Just tell me and we will work it out. Like, that, I just don't want, just don't lie to me.
I remember one time I lied to you about, like, the most stupid shit. Like, it was the tiniest little white lie ever. And you were like, I will never trust you ever again.
That was a lie.
It was the
I lied too.
It was the most dramatic reaction. I was like, it's not that deep. Like, literally, I think I lied over, like, the tiniest little thing.
Who the fuck knows what I was going through that day?
You were like, I will never trust you. You've lost my trust forever. I was like,
maybe I was trying to scare you so you wouldn't do it again.
No, I just was like, okay, this girl's bugging out.
Stupid bitch.
I was like, she's being dramatic as fuck.
Yeah, I probably
What's one of the hardest things about being a mom? Tell me.
Everything?
Everything. No,
the hardest thing about being a mom. I don't know. I didn't think it was so hard.
You didn't think it was that hard? You had it easy? It just came to you naturally? Mm-hmm. I feel like you were just meant to be a mom.
I just didn't. It didn't faze me. Like, yeah. I was young when I had... I was young when I had Nick. Well, I was 24. But, like, I feel like I just never thought, like... I think being sleep deprived is hard. Like, when, yeah. when the kid baby... Or when they're sick. Like, that's hard, you know? Like, stuff like that. But, like... I don't know. I just never felt it to be, like, a hard job. Like, mm-hmm. I just did it.
Okay.
And I always really enjoyed when you... I've enjoyed every stage of you guys. Like, I truly miss when you guys were little because I thought, oh, little munchkin's so cute.
Yeah.
But, like, I've enjoyed watching you guys grow and I've enjoyed learning from you guys and just... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never really had... I've never sat and been like... Oh, wow, being mom so hard.
Right.
I never felt that way.
Okay. That's good.
Sometimes I want to quit being an adult.
But a mom, no.
But a mom, no.
How did you feel when Amanda moved to LA? And how would you feel if she went back?
Well.
Well.
I was really upset when Amanda moved to LA.
She was like heartbroken.
I cried. You guys have no idea. It was... terrible for me. I could cry right now thinking about it.
What? Her eyes are getting teary, guys.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because I don't like to be apart from you.
Oh my god, guys, this is so weird.
But I also didn't stop you. Like, I remember Dad being like, "You're pushing her to go." I didn't push you to go.
I was
go just
regardless.
Helping you along the process because I helped you find Airbnb. I helped this, hit that. I kept sending you apartments. I knew it was something you wanted to do, and I wasn't gonna make you not do it.
Right.
And if you want to go back, just don't fucking live in West Hollywood, right? Like, can you live in Orange County, maybe? Like,
she said, don't fucking live in West Hollywood.
Like, live in a better part, please.
Don't live 3 minutes away from Hollywood Boulevard.
Please don't.
No, I definitely regret the location that I chose because I think that if I had a different location, maybe I would have liked it better. I like West Hollywood. I wish that I lived more towards Beverly Hills area because that is nicer.
Yeah,
I was I was literally 3 minutes from Hollywood Boulevard, which I don't know. I just didn't really love the location.
Yeah.
But I don't regret picking West Hollywood because I was right in the center.
And you had your friends there. Like, Avery was right down the road.
I wouldn't have met anyone if I lived in fucking Orange County. Right.
No, but if you were to go back, I would say, I know you'd know better.
Go back if I had a really great opportunity that I needed to be in LA for a period of time or if it just made sense career wise for me to be there for a bit. But I know that no matter where else, because I'm not opposed to living some in a different place mm-hmm. for a period of time, but I know that no matter where I go, I'm always gonna come back to New Jersey or New York. I want to settle down and have a family over here.
Definitely Jersey. There's so many towns in Jersey that are so
probably
nice.
Jersey. But I definitely would go other places for periods of time. I would love to live in Europe for a period.
You have the ability to be able to say, maybe I'm just going to go live there for a month.
Yeah.
Or I'll go stay there for 3. I mean, you can still keep your apartment.
Yeah, I really want to do that so bad. I want to stay in different parts of Europe for a month or whatever.
So but I have my cats. Have 7 cats.
But I have my cats, so I don't know. That's the only thing that holds me back. And also... I would love to do it alone, but I also would really love to do it with a partner. And if I, I would love to do that with a boyfriend, ideally, which is kind of hard because I would need to find a guy that, has a really flexible job. But we'll see. But, if I don't meet somebody by next year, I'm doing it alone.
All right.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll meet somebody when I'm doing it.
You never know what life's going to bring, right?
Okay. Your biggest fight. Tell me what you think it is from your POV, and I'll say what mine was from my POV. What?
We've had a few.
Why'd you just...
I know what you're going to say. What? Yours was, but whatever. Because I also think that you take our biggest fight was New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that was a big fight.
When me and Dad were driving you guys around, I just got so fucking pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was always the mom to call to drive and do this and do that. And you were like, bring me to this party. And you thought we were your Uber. And we were dropping you from party to party. Okay, and you also had other friends in the car, and it was like, where the hell are their fucking parents?
She literally pulled my hair in front of my friends.
I was pissed.
Pulled my hair in front of my friends.
Literal brawl in her bedroom, and Nick had to break us up.
Yeah, that was really bad. That probably was our biggest fight.
That was our biggest fight.
Yeah.
I was so mad at you.
Yeah, that was bad. I won't say the other one.
I was really mad that night because you weren't listening.
I was drunk.
And me and Dad didn't need to be your Uber for the night.
Well, I know.
And you were like, take us to the next party, and if we don't like it, just wait outside and we'll leave. And
you guys didn't have to pick us up. Like, why'd you come? Just to get mad. And I told you, can you guys take us to this other party?
It was just too much. I think your friend started annoying me.
But it also wasn't even late. Like, it was right after the ball dropped and we were going to another party.
All right, but you also were like, I don't know if we're going to stay there, so can you wait? And then, if we don't stay there, can you take us somewhere else?
I'm getting mad again.
This is a lot, guys.
Oh my God, that was bad. That was really bad. What your mom wished she did and didn't do, what you would and wouldn't do as a parent. Okay.
Something I wish I didn't do as a parent. I don't know. I can't remember.
You don't have any?
Like, what I'm trying to think. Like, what, tell me your Google first. What?
Okay. What I would do as a parent, I think that my main priority is going to make sure that my kids know that I will literally always be there for them no matter what they tell me, and that I would accept them no matter what, and that, like, no matter how crazy the thing that they did was, just be honest with me and tell me, because I will help them. Mm-hmm. But don't do any drugs other than marijuana, or I will slap them in the face. Mm-hmm. Because it's bad. And you always told me that, and it worked. Never did any other drugs.
I don't like other drugs, though.
And what I wouldn't do as a parent, I think I don't want to, like, pressure them into, like, doing anything. Like, I want to kind of, like, leave all cards on the table for them from a very young age. Like, when they're in elementary school, I want to, like, lay out every sport for them and, like, teach them about each one and tell them what it is and be like, if any of these interest you, let me know. Show them different art things. Right. If you want to try, if any of this, like, just open their eyes to, like, all the different things that they can learn and do from a young age, like instruments, everything. I want to show them everything and tell me, and have them tell me if they would do any of it. And yeah, I don't know. So I don't want to, like,
look, I'm sure there's things I did as a parent that I probably shouldn't have.
I don't know.
Oh, like the time you went going to dance and I told you I was going to bring you to an orphanage.
No, gymnastics. Yeah, okay, guys, I don't have many memories from my childhood, but I do remember this. I was like 3.
I was so frustrated that day.
I was like 3 years old, and I think that I was having...
That was terrible.
Okay, I think I literally was having like an anxiety attack because my one friend from gymnastics wasn't going.
So she wouldn't go into class.
Yeah, so I
was... And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm dropping you off at a fucking orphanage then.
So,
that was so terrible.
My favorite movie was Annie. So I knew what an orphanage was. And so...
That was so mean.
Yeah. So she drove to this random building, as I'm pretty sure I'm having an anxiety attack about going to gymnastics alone. And she pulls up to this random ass building. It was like, this is an orphanage. Get out. Or you're going to... I remember.
Okay. So that's something I wouldn't do again as a parent.
Yeah. That was like, actually, like...
I must have been like, some shit was going through my head, because that's not something I normally would have done.
That is so far from normal. That is like, you
were... Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I'm sorry. I've said sorry over the years. Calm down.
Clearly, I was going through something.
So like, was I. And I think that, like, we just weren't meshing that day, because normally I would never fucking do that. Normally I'd be like, let's just go home. Who gives a fuck? You wanted to drop out of dance. You wanted to drop out of daisies. I was like, yeah, who cares? You don't need to do it anymore. Like, why did I care so much that day?
I don't know.
What was wrong with me?
Because I think that you were like, why does it matter if your friend? Like, why does it matter what she was doing? But she was like my safety blanket at gymnastics, because I
right,
was
but
anxious.
I should have thought about that better. What the fuck?
Another thing I want to do as a parent is, like, I feel like with mental health, like, I feel like I want to be very, like, aware of, like, things like that from a young age. Just because, like, I feel like I've realized that I have, like, had things. Like, I think back to when I was younger, and I feel like a lot of it was internal, so you wouldn't have really, like, known, I guess. But I feel like I think back to like elementary school, like things that I did.
Right.
And I think about the things and I'm like, that was literally an anxiety attack, or that was like me being anxious. That's why I couldn't do that as a kid.
Right.
So I feel like I'm going to be like hyper aware of like certain things, just because like I know kind of what to look for, because I've been through it myself. So I don't know. I feel like I just want my household to be like a very open, free. And I feel like ours was like, I feel like we could have done whatever, been whatever, like, and it would have been okay.
I remember like when you guys first started being like, you know, grow up teenage or whatever, and just being very open, and dad being like, what the hell, like what's wrong with these conversations? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, just, you want your kid to want to feel comfortable at home, and you want your kid to want to be able to talk to you, and just communication is key. And my kids always wanted to be home. Their friends always came to our house, and that was like my goal. Like, I want to make a safe haven here. Even like my friends' kids always loved coming over, because they are just chatting with me. Because if you make a kid feel secure and safe, they don't, they stay with you. Like even to today, you guys are like, can we take a family vacation? We really need a family vacation. Just us.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Emily could come, but like just our immediate family. And I'm like, my kids are still, Nick's going to be 25 and they're still asking for that, you know? So that to me shows like we did something right.
Exactly. What is / was your favorite thing about your 20s?
So like I had kids at my 20s.
So that was your favorite thing.
Yeah. I'm glad I did it. Like I remember when I got pregnant with Nick, it was not planned, right? So I wasn't even married yet. I was getting married in 5 months. And I remember people telling me, like, you're crazy going into your first year of marriage and you're pregnant. And I was just like, why? What's the difference? And they're like, first year of marriage is really hard. And I'm like, so I never found that at all. I feel
like first year of marriage should be, like, fun.
It should. So, like, I thought that piece of advice was kind of weird.
That is weird.
And then I never had an issue with it. So I was like, you know what? Like, God gives you what you could handle. And, okay, like, I could have used protection. I got pregnant, but like he was meant to be, right? And I'm happy that I had my kids in my 20s because I got to grow up with you guys and like my 30s and now my 40s. You guys, like, I could travel with you, and I always made sure I did with you guys what each one of you liked. Like for me and Nick, we always went to Ranger games, and he played hockey and he played roller hockey, and I was always around. But I grew up loving sports, so I was like, I was a baseball fan. I obviously love hockey. So Nick was involved in all that. So I always made, you know, an effort to, we have to go to the Garden. There's nothing like a Ranger game at the Garden. You got to be at the Garden. And we would go to playoff games, and we've had so much fun. And then for Drew, he liked to go to wrestling events, and he liked dinosaurs, and he liked...
Where are you going with this?
What? No, like, I'm just saying, like, I always made sure that I paid attention to all three of you, and I think that parents should do that.
The question was, what's your favorite thing about your 20s, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
She went on a tangent. Yeah, she went on a tangent. I just got so lost for a second. I like started disassociating.
But I'm just saying, I tuned back in because I was young and in my 20s, I really was able to like be active and like go with you guys
I literally just started disassociating, and I like tuned back in when I heard I heard Drew's favorite thing was dinosaurs. I was like, "Hold on, what the fuck are we talking about right now?" My turn. No, I think that so far I've really loved like traveling, and I really want to travel like more. I need to plan more trips and do more things because it's just my favorite thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to look back in my 20s and just be like, okay, I traveled and I experienced a lot, because I've already experienced, I'm going to be 23 this year, and I feel like I've already experienced so much in my 20s and grown so much, and I'm excited to grow more and learn more and see new places and experience new places and meet new people.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like my favorite thing about life. Like I love going to new places and meeting people. Like I have friends all over. I literally have friends in fucking Turks and Caicos. Like I have friends all over the world, and it's so fun, and I just love connecting with people, and that's just been my favorite thing so far.
It's a great way to learn too.
Yeah.
I love to travel.
How did your mom meet your dad? Detailed version, please.
like, I've always known him because we lived like 4 blocks from each other. Mm-hmm. He went to high school with my brother. My brother went, and his sister, they all went to high school together. I'm 4 years younger, so in our high school it was 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. The junior high went to 9th. Really? So, and I went to Catholic school. So I didn't go to the high school till 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And he was there, not there already, but my brother always knew him. But he owns a pizzeria and everybody went there. Mm-hmm. So when I was 15, he actually asked me to hang out and I said no. And not because I didn't like, no, I didn't really know him or like him, but like, I guess... I used to hang out with a couple of people he was friendly with.
Right.
So it was, like, weird. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I know what you want. Like, no. Right. And then...
You thought he was a little hoe.
Nah. And then when I was 20, I don't know. I literally was driving down a road. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't driving. My best friend was driving my car and his best friend was driving his car because we were both drunk. Mm-hmm. And he made his friend turn the car around by Rockland Bakery, and he said, hey, I need to take you out, can I take you out sometime? And I said, mm-hmm. okay. And he's like, Friday night, I'm taking you out Friday night, because the pizzeria was closed.
That's so cute. Yeah.
And that was it,
and the rest was history.
Yep.
What a cute little romance. It's so sweet. And the first day that they went on a date, my dad went to my mom's house to pick her up. And my grandma pinched his butt and said in Italian.
That he had a nice ass.
And then he responded in Italian.
Like, who that? Imagine. I was like, Nick, imagine you like, or I'm not Nick. I'm like, Amanda, imagine you bring home a guy and I like squeeze his ass.
I would literally, I think.
That's so weird. But my mom was like, tantrum. My mom was the most flirtatious.
She, yeah, she like could. She could pinch somebody's ass and it's fine. I don't know what. Like, she could.
Right?
Yeah.
She was the most flirt, even in hospice at the end. Like, no, she literally was flirting with the nurses. I'm like, yeah. We got male nurses. I'm like, what the hell?
She's just like so spunky and like, yeah.
Very cute. Flirtatious and yeah. Just like.
But no one would be mad. Like, anybody yeah. Is just like. Oh, like, she's just so lovable. Yeah. Like, anyone yeah. That met her.
Even
like,
when she wasn't, like, older.
Yeah, no, when she
like, was... No, but that's what I'm saying, imagine. Yeah. That's
no. So weird. Anyone that met her literally was, like, obsessed with her, I swear. It's the Leo.
Yeah, but Leo. My dad was Leo, too. He was quiet.
Yeah, he was a quiet Leo.
But know. She was full of energy, and she so just... So funny. She decided to pinch his ass. It was great.
It's unreal. What has been the best part of starting this podcast?
Our sleepovers, because yeah. I really... Amanda's mattress is so comfortable. Yeah. I need to get a new mattress, but I love sleeping here and watching reality TV. Mm-hmm. She got me into all these shows.
Yeah, I feel like we just see each other more. We already saw each other a lot, but I like having a plan. Like, I feel like I'm a very, very schedule-oriented person. Mm-hmm. Like, I like knowing what I'm doing.
But also, like, if we didn't have the podcast, I wouldn't have come over today because it was raining and I would have stayed. And I was hungover and my ass would have been in bed yeah. All day.
So it gives us a reason to see each other every single week. And we're, like, yeah. Stick to it. Like, every Sunday we record and have a sleepover.
Yeah.
And it's so fun.
It is fun.
Fun little Sunday.
I love having sleepovers.
Yep. So fun. So, yeah, I think those are all the questions we're going to answer today. We answered a shit ton. So I hope you guys enjoyed. That was really fun. I liked answering a bunch of different questions. I thought that was cute.
I hope I was good, even though I went off on a little tangent.
I think it was great.
Okay.
From my personal opinion. Okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to follow us on our socials at Emergency Call Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and rate us 5 stars, please. I'll give you a forehead kiss. On Spotify and Apple Music and whatever other streaming platforms there
just
are.
Just like us.
Just please just
like us.
Just think, yeah, just, yeah. I just love you guys, so I hope you love me too. No, okay. Anyway, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, bye.